Top Stuff, the Rock Antenna Heavy Metal Podcast. Enjoy exclusive interviews with your favorite metalheads. Please welcome...
Hello, Rock Family. I am here with Ru of Enter Shikari. Thank you so much for taking the time tonight.
My pleasure.
We are here right in front of the before the show in Munich, and it's the last show of your tour, right? So how has it been? Has it been a wild ride?
It has been a very wild ride, a complete emotional roller coaster. We've been looking forward to this tour for so long, and so much work has gone into this show. It's quite an ambitious show, and we're all absolutely exhausted. You could probably tell maybe, but yeah, we're like lots of emotions today. You know, we're like so happy with how it's gone, and we kind of would just want to do it all again because it's just whizzed by. But we're also like, I'm just quite happy to go home and sleep for 100 years right now. But yeah,
I can imagine. I mean, we all know how much you love being on stage and playing live, and we all know how much energy you put into it. How do you do that? Do you have a secret to getting up with so much energy night after night?
No, not really. I mean, sometimes it's really hard. Like last night, for instance, we had 30 minutes until our show, and I was just like this. I was just on my phone. I was just like, oh, I got no energy. And so I just had to force myself to get up and like do some yoga and like try and get myself into a frame of mind that, you know, I need to be in. But yeah, sometimes your body is just like, no, I have nothing left to give, but you just have to sort of, you know, give yourself a slap, get the adrenaline going. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, in this business, you can't like just have a pause when you want to. Yeah, I know. Do you have any like rituals before you go on stage?
No, not really. I don't know what we are compared to other bands, but we're not that organized. We're not very professional. Like I don't have a proper vocal warm up. We just basically do a bit of karaoke backstage. As I say, do some yoga, do some stretching. And that's about it, really. So, and if we need it, give each other a slap.
What's the most sung karaoke song you do?
On this tour, we've been singing a lot of ABBA.
Oh.
Which has been, you know.
Who's the dancing queen?
Oh, I'd say me, I think.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Awesome. Yeah. Do you have, like, looking back on the tour, do you have a few, like, a personal highlight, some anecdotes you want to share, like, memorable moments, especially?
Oh, God.
When did you nearly miss your show?
Nearly missed the show. Well, there's bits of the show where I like go wandering around the venue, go to the balcony or go to the back and surprise people. And often I have to like get back to stage for, depending on what song we're playing, there's various parts where I'm playing keyboard parts. And last night, I'm actually about to just post a TikTok about this because I made it on time, like just in time on stage. Like it was ridiculous. We went the wrong way down a corridor. It was very Spinal Tap. And I was like, oh shit, this bugger. Like running back there down and up and down and find our way back to stage and got there just in time to play the Mothership synth part. And that happens quite a lot. So we get a lot of exercise running the wrong way often, but yeah.
Just pretend it was all planned and nobody.
Yeah. 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 Just getting some extra steps in. It's fine.
Exactly. Perfectly timed. So now that you're back on tour, like it's the first really proper tour after the pandemic, isn't it? Like you've played festivals, but like a proper tour, that's the first one, right?
Yeah. This is like, especially in terms of like the size, this feels like really the proper Kiss for the Whole World tour. And we've missed it so much. Like playing shows of this size, you can do so much more. Mm. You know, you can really make it like a spectacle, an experience. It's not just playing the music in a sweaty venue, which is still fun and we still love, but like we can bring all sorts of theatrics and things to it. So it's cool.
Yeah, and I've read that you missed it like creatively and writing wise, and that it had a proper blockade before going back on stage. So yeah. Are your creative juices flowing again now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got a few songs on the go at the moment. I just find it so much easier when there's that I don't know, being able to absorb the energy, the like human connection that we get from being on stage. That's what I think, in a large part, that's what fuels me as a songwriter.
Awesome. So I've read that working on the Kiss for a Whole World album was special, and you did it in a special place. So how was working on the record?
Oh, it was amazing. It's one of the best experiences. Like, I think people obviously hear about how amazing playing live is and how surreal it can be, especially at like big stages like these and festivals and stuff. And I love that. But I think sometimes the moments of creation are actually the most powerful moments. That is really what I live for, like writing music, waking up, having an idea, and then using the day to follow that idea through is just wonderful. And I consider myself very lucky to be able to do that. And yeah, so that on this album, Kiss for the Whole World, we rented out this like farmhouse or cottage on the south coast of England. And it was just beautiful. We were like completely off grid. There wasn't any other houses for like 2 miles around us. So we were just using solar power as well, which is a good box to tick, I think, for us. But also it made it, had some difficulties.
So we
couldn't like record guitar and boil the kettle at the same time because it just wouldn't work. So that made it like quite fun. We had to like schedule the day and stuff. But yeah, those few weeks recording this album I think it's, in a way, it's what humanity is meant to be or meant to do. You know, there was just a small community of us living together, cooking for each other. Like, we were even, there was no central heating. As I said, it was off grid. So we even had to like chop wood for the log burner to keep each other warm. It was like very wholesome, very like minimal living. Yeah, it was great.
It does sound a little bit like an English romance novel.
Yes.
Come alive, yes, with funky transcore music, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
So next album, same setting, or maybe you're going back to the studio, or maybe on a plane, or maybe on a spaceship, or treehouse.
Yeah, who knows? Ship. Treehouse could be fun. Yeah. I think that it seems to be, we like to be around trees. So maybe the closer we can get to trees, if we can actually build a studio in a tree. I think you've got something.
You could
there.
Do a black metal album in Finland and just work in the forest.
Yes. I've always wanted to make a black metal album. Yeah, that'd be great.
So what is next now for Enter Shikari? What's to expect for the Future Historians family?
I don't know. Basically, we've been like, this tour has been all encompassing. It's just all we focused on. And now it's about to end. I'm a bit like, yeah, a bit flummoxed, a bit like, what now? What comes next? We've got a lot of festivals this summer, which we're going to start planning for. I'll definitely continue writing now back at home. But there's no set plans yet. We need to do a lot of organizing once we get home.
Could do a Christmas album. I always tell that everyone because I love Christmas music.
Oh,
so yeah, I have the title. You can call it Enter Sentai. You know, it's all there. You can have it. You could just do an EP that's just 5 songs. You could do that till Christmas. Come on.
I would love to do that. We have actually written songs before that we considered to be like our Christmas single, but we've never managed to be like find the perfect song, because it's got to be, you know, there's some classics. You have to write something that's going to stand the test of time. But at the same time, not be cheesy. So it's like there's a very thin little gap where it's like classic but cheesy. So
is it a gap in defense?
Maybe.
Could be the return for Sparky. I don't know. There's some possibilities there.
He's buried. He's long gone.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I've had people tell me, like, ask him where Sparky is gone.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where he's gone.
We sold him on the black market. I don't know where he is now.
All right. Hopefully he has a bright
living
future.
A life of slavery to some AI company, probably.
If someone's tapping on the inside of your phone, it's Sparky trying to get out.
Yes.
Well, next year is the 10th anniversary of the Minesweep. You could do a 10th anniversary tour like you did on Take to the Skies, maybe.
We could, yeah. I didn't even think that, yeah, 10 years already, blimey. Yeah, don't know. Haven't thought about it. Maybe. Yeah.
It would also be a great opportunity to play the One True Colour again live, because we have counted. We think you haven't played it for 7 years.
Wow.
Which is a shame.
Yeah.
I'm telling you that in the name of the whole family.
I love that song. Yeah, I'd love to play that again. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I think that's it. I don't have any more questions right now.
Okay.
Question down. Have a great last show. Have a great festival summer.
Thank you.
And, we're expecting the Christmas album.
Yeah, yeah.
5th of December, maybe. Yeah, that would be okay.
I'll see what I can do.
Thank you for listening to Tough Stuff, the Rock Antenna Heavy Metal Podcast. Comment, like, and follow us. For nonstop heavy metal music, check out our Rock Antenna Heavy Metal web radio stream. For more information and all podcast episodes, go to rockantenna.de/heavymetal.